Hayem Yem Yud Beis Menachemov. Der Rebbe, Admur HaZoken, hat gesagt vom Ezritscher Magid vom Baal Shem Tovs wegen. Der Rebbe, der alte Rebbe, quoted, repeated from the Ezritscher Magid what he heard in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. V'ahavto l'reach hakomecho, love your fellow as yourself, is a pirush ubiur oif v'ahavto es Hashem elekecha. It's an explanation of the posik of the command you should love the Eibishter himself. As mehot holt ha'iden, when you love a Jew, hot men holt the Eibishten. Then you love the Eibishter, you love Hashem. Weil ha'id hotoch in sich ha'chelech elekam imal. A Jew has within him a spark of God, a part of God. Is as mehot hold them Eden, when you love the Jew, them invenik from him, the central core of the Jew, memele hot men hold them Eibishten. So automatically you love the Eibishter because you're loving the inside of a Jew, which is a part of the Eibishter. Now this is from a siche. The Friedrich Rebbe spoke during the Sheva Brochas of our Rebbe, Ayutes Kislev Tofresh Peites, in the Fabrenge. And he said, a kurzen Wort, a short sentence. And he said this word from the Alter Rebbe in the name of the Mezritscher Magid, from the Baal Shem Tov, that when you love a Jew, you automatically love the Eibishter. This is part of it. This is the method how to love the Eibishter. A few days later, the Friedrich Rebbe wrote a letter to his uncle, Reb Meisha Hornstein, who was also his mechutin. And it was like a follow-up to this Fabrengen. And the Rebbe is expounding on this idea and explaining how, through Avos Yisrael, you come to Avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to love the Eibishter. So the Rebbe explains. The Pasuk says, Re'acho, your friend, V'rei Avicho, and the friend of your father, Al Tazev, don't abandon him. What is the meaning of Re'acho, V'rei Avicho? So Achosid, Ha'eved, understands that who is this, and what is this? Shem Alaya. The name of the Eibishter, Shem Alaya. Because there are two shemes of the Eibishter. There's Shem Elikim. The Shem Elikim is how the Eibishter created the world. Breishis Bore Elikim. All the 10 sayings, the Asorim Amores, were created through Elikim. Elikim is Teva. Elikim is Begimatria Teva. It is the numerical equation of Teva, nature. The whole idea of creation is nature. Shem Avaya is Hoyo Hoyve V'yiyeh. The Shem Havaya is a combination of past, present, and future. This is above nature. This is beyond nature. So the idea of Shem Elikim, which is nature, everybody understands. We find even Pare or Elimelech, they knew Elikim. They knew the Eibishter that is nature. Havaya they couldn't relate to. Pare said, Mi Havaya, who's Havaya? Naturally, scientists, intellectuals, they do understand nature. They understand for sure there has to be a creator. This creator is above nature, but they have no idea what he is. And they don't even study it. What do they study? They study the particulars of nature, of medicine, and botanical growth, and all the matter of nature. But they do not delve in higher than that, because this is something that is beyond their scope. Nature is a yesh, it is an existence. The creator is a non-existence, which they can't relate to. So yeah, they believe in a God, but it's a God which is above the scope. But then there is the emuna of Neshama Yisrael of Yidden. They believe in Shem Havaya. They understand l'chatchile that to begin with, the Eibishter is past, present, and future coexist as one, which is way beyond nature. And this is something special when we say Re'acho v'Re'o v'Icho, your friend and the friend of your father. It's Ba'Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu, the Eibishter says, he connected, ki yedaitiv, he connected, I know that he connected the Yidden, v'shomru derech Havaya, that they will keep Havaya. They will be able to relate to the Eibishter, which is above nature, in Pnimius. How? How does the Yid connect with this? This is Midas Tevis, because Avas Yisrael, how do you get to it? When you love a fellow, meaning you treat a fellow with Midas Tevis, you have good emotional attributes. You have good natured characteristics. This way you reach Elikus. Because a neshama came down in this world from a very high madrege. It was part of the Eibishter, and it came down to this world to be able to physically keep Teir Mitzvahs and to be able to be good and do good to his fellow. The Rebbe says in a short point, the Rebbe says, neshames are higher than the world. The world was created bedibur, with speech. The 10 sayings, Asorah Mamoris. But neshames, Yisrael, all of the machshava, they come from thought. Thought precedes speech. It's a higher madrega. So the neshama comes down in this world and enters a body of flesh and blood with a nefesh habahami, with an animal soul, for 120 years. And what does it do? It keeps Teir Mitzvahs and Midas Tevis. And you relate to another Jew with Avas Yisrael, with Midas Tevis, with good behavior. And through this, the neshama gets elevated even to a higher source before she was created. Therefore, it is important that every moment you should value and realize that every moment counts and use it to have Midas Tevis, to do the right thing. And this way you come to love Hashem, because the inside of a Jew, the pnimius of a Jew, is the Eibishter. So when you love a Jew, you love the Eibishter. The Rebbe adds one point, that we have a source for this also in the Gemara. When Hillel HaZaken told the Ger, when he asked him to teach him the Torah on one foot, he said, the Aloch soni lechavrich lesaved, zui kol ha-Torah kulo, v'iduch pirisho, whatever you despise, whatever you don't like, don't do to your fellow. This is the whole Torah. All the rest is only commentary. So Rashi brings two explanations. Rashi says, what is that you should not want to do to your fellow what you don't want done to you? That means the Eibishter, Re'acho v'Re'o v'Icho. This posik, the Eibishter, your friend and the friend of your father, is the Eibishter. Don't transgress what he wants, what he hates. And therefore, he will not transgress and what you're doing and what you're saying. You will be in sync. Then he says another explanation. That what does it mean, chavercho, your friend? It means literally, your physical friend, do not steal, do not do anything wrong to another Jew, which are most of the mitzvahs. And this combination of these two explanations, whether it applies to the Eibishter or applies to a Jew, this combination means that when you love a fellow Jew, you love the Eibishter.